they think should be considered strongest for medical necessity, why don't they inform them of that? Why don't they email them or send out a brochure or something that talks about cost containment, that talks about the four main reasons that the Department of Health and Human Services and the board would like them to consider? But to regulate it in law, to say you in fact have an ability as a physician to write that it's medically necessary, it's a cruel hoax, because you really can't. You really are not able to write that it's medically necessary and have that stand. Really, you're only able to do it for one of the four reasons that's stated. So if that's what the law is, then that's the law that should be reflected in the bill before us. But that's not what we see. I know there's been a lot of thoughtful analysis. I do not see a fiscal note running rampant on this. Again, it comes down to what your faith in the medical community is. Do you have more faith in First Health? Do you have more faith in the Department of Health and Human Services? Or do you have more faith in your health providers? That's a question you need to ask yourself. And I can tell you right now, the number of physicians that are participating in Medicaid are shrinking every day. And they're shrinking for reasons like this, because they're not sure they're going to get it right. They're not sure they're going to dot every I and cross every T. And they don't want to be liable, but they want to treat Medicaid patients. They believe in it. But every single year, we come back with more and more and more restrictions. And I would just say, trust their judgment. If they write medically necessary, it's going to be medically necessary. And I would hope members would support it.
Thank you, Representative McGuire. I'll stand at ease. House, please come back to order. House, please come back to order. We continue the debate, this debate as we are, those of us who are not eligible for this prescription drug will join those of you who are eligible, therefore we will all be eligible and have a conflict. Question before the House is the adoption of Amendment Number 15. Members may proceed to vote. Clerk, lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Madam Clerk.
24 yeas, 14 nays.
So amendment number 15 is passed the House. Madam Clerk, further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that we substitute for House Bill 374, Finance amended, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
If there is an objection, this bill will be held over until Wednesday's calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item?
House Joint Resolution Number 5 by Representatives Williams, Meyer, and Kapsner, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to initiative and referendum petitions. The State Affairs Committee considered the resolution attached to fiscal note recommending due pass home. No recommendation Seaton, Gruenberg, Lynn, Dahlstrom, and Weirach. The report was signed by Weirach Chair. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill recommending due pass Samuels, Ogg, Anderson, and McGuire. Do not pass. Guerra, no recommendation. Holmes. Report was signed by McGuire Chair. The Finance Committee considered the bill recommending due pass Meyer, Foster, Harris, and Williams. Do not pass. Stoltz and Croft. No recommendation. Hawker, amend Chenault. The report was signed by Harris and Williams co-chairs. The Rules Committee submitted an updated fiscal note. There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 5 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
There is an objection. This resolution will be held over until Wednesday's calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item?
There are citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Cheerleader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, those citations on the calendar are approved. Is there unfinished business? Mr. Cheerleader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House confirm the appointment of Mr. H. Connor Thomas to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics.
The question before the House is the confirmation, the appointment of H. Connor Thomas to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Is there debate? Ready for the question? Question is then, shall we confirm the appointment of H. Connor Thomas to the Select Committee on Ethics? Members may proceed to vote. Clerk, lock the roll. Anyone wish to change their vote? Madam Clerk.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
And so the House has confirmed the appointment of H. Connor Thomas to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move that the House confirm the appointment of Ann Rabinowitz to the Select Committee on Ethics.
Request before the House the confirmation, the appointment of Ann Rabinowitz to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Is there debate? Seeing none, the question then is, shall the House confirm the appointment of Ann Rabinowitz to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics? Members may proceed to vote. Clerk, lock the roll. Anyone wish to change the vote? Madam Clerk.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
And so the House has confirmed the appointment of Ann Rabinowitz to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representative be excused from the call of the House for the following times. Representative Harris from morning plain time Thursday, February 5th, until evening plain time Sunday, February 8th. Representative Moses from 7:24 a.m. Tuesday, February 10th, until 9:02 p.m. Monday, February 16th. Representative Harris, again, from morning plain time Thursday, February 26th, until evening plain time, February 29th.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused on the dates, times, and times indicated. Under
unfinished business.
Unfinished business,
you may have
Mr. Majority.
Just check with you.
Break at ease. Under unfinished business, I'm giving House Bill 423 an additional referral to State Affairs, which would be the second committee referral for that bill. Additionally, I am removing referral for House Bill 424 to the Regulation Review Committee, as the chair of that committee is not in this body, therefore that bill should not be referred to that committee. Nice try. Mr. Majority Leader, under unfinished business.
Mr. Speaker, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the members of the House go into the limbo file. At this time, take up House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 183, Community and Regional Affairs, amended House.
Without objection, we are in the limbo file. Take up Senate Bill 183.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House recede from its amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 183, State Affairs, namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 183, Community and Regional Affairs, amended House, thus adopting Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 183, State Affairs, and recommend that the members vote yes. And the member from District 9 will help me answer questions.
Under debate. Break it easy. Please come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Seeing the time of day and the amount of questions that have arisen over this, I will withdraw my motion only to bring it up again Wednesday so as that members in the body can have a chance to look at the limbo file and look at the history behind this.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. Without objection, then your motion has been withdrawn. Is there further unfinished business? Committee announcements. Representative Samuels.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Legislative Budget and Audit will meet tomorrow at 11 a.m. in House Finance to hear a presentation on the ICER peer review of the school cost study.
Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Committee on Regional Affairs will meet tomorrow at 8 o'clock to do an overview on the Committee on Economic Development. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Morgan. Can you refresh my memory? Am I on that? Representative Matzik, brief at ease. House, please come back to order. Are there other committee announcements? Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to let the body know that on Wednesday in room 124, we will be having a resources meeting. The bills that will be heard are HB 345, which has to do with campsite fees and disabled veterans and seniors, and House Bill 344, which pertains to mining fees, rentals, and royalties. Thank you.
Representative Massick. Representative Wilson. Brief at ease. Representative Wilson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there further committee announcements? Unfinished business? Oops, we missed something? Committee announcements? Representative Gatto?
The Committee on Education will not be meeting tomorrow for reasons that Representative Sanders did. I know that whatever his number is.
Further committee announcements? Special announcements? Representative Guttenberg.
I'd like to remind the body that tonight is the first Monday night series of Monday night lectures from the University of Alaska. It's going to be at Centennial Hall at 7:30. It's on the Aurora. Roger Smith, director of the Geophysical Institute, is going to be giving not samples, but giving visual examples of the Aurora, and it's pretty spectacular. Tonight at 7:30 at Centennial Hall.
Representative Guttenberg, Representative Rogberg, under general announcements.
Under other announcements, Mr. Speaker, just please save your four-pack. This is just our annual reminder, because when we come back to the floor on Monday, you won't be having them. Wednesday, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Remember, save your file, have your staff recycle them, bring them back Wednesday.
Thank you, Representative Rogberg. Other general announcements, special orders? Did you know that 69 years ago today was the first time that a lie detector test was given? Really? And something that is apropos, considering what occurred yesterday down in Houston, this comes from Charlie Brown. Linus said, "I guess it's wrong to be worried about tomorrow. Maybe we should only worry about today." Charlie Brown, in response, said, "No, that's given up. I'm hoping that yesterday will get even better." I'm sure the Panthers are hoping that, too. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 4th.
Adjourn until 10 a.m. Wednesday.